The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.
Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
All right. I am starting the week with an ultimatum right here. You cut it out. Antoine?
Uh-huh.
She has to cut it out.
Monica has to cut it out. I'm assuming we're talking about Monica.
You would assume correct, yeah.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. You would absolutely be correct on that. Antoine is here. Monica is here.
I have to cut it
you
out.
Just cut it out. Would you please cut it out? Yeah, cut it out. K92 Morning Thing. Zach Jackson here as well. I'm a victim. Antoine, you're a victim too.
Huh.
As is everybody in this building.
Isn't that bad, what I'm doing?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Cut it out. Because you don't even partake. And then you just throw it on the ground for everybody else. Stop bringing in Halloween candy, okay? It's not Halloween, and everybody, how much candy do you even have for trick-or-treaters at your house? None, right?
Zero.
Zero. All she does is she keeps buying Halloween candy. Oh, she won't hand out candy on Halloween.
You're only buying, I'm thinking this is leftover candy that she keeps bringing
in. How can it be leftover if the event hasn't started yet either? That's what
Touché.
I would ask. Okay?
Well, I had a bag at the house where, like, the kids just have, like, a little snack, like a Kit Kat, and I was like, okay, well, that's gone. And I had a bag here as well. And I'm like, okay, it's gone here.
Oh, because we're your children. Yes, of course.
No, but I think it creates the Halloween atmosphere. I haven't had one piece of chocolate, mind you. But
see?
Then why are you bringing it in?
But it feels right for Halloween.
But you don't give it out at home.
And you don't eat it. You don't eat it. All you're doing is fattening all of us up for Thanksgiving. You're stuffing us like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Hansel and Gretel.
Well, I'm sick of it. I'm knowing that it's there and it feels like it's Halloween. No, you know, like you have the candy.
Big bowl of Snickers.
No!
Put it in the trash. Get out of here.
You can't throw it away.
Yes, I can.
No, because other people would enjoy it.
No.
It just went in the trash.
No, you're getting all of us fat. You are tempting all of us. If you're not going to get high on your own supply, I am not smoking your crack cocaine. I'm sorry.
We can put it in the back for in our cafe area because we have a beautiful cafe area
back in the trash. I'm gonna put it back in the dumpster.
They would enjoy a Snickers bar, maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Not yourself when you're hungry.
If y'all listening, good morning and a merry Monday to thee.
Uh-huh.
Is that those people in your office? They're the ruiners. They are the ruiners.
No,
your
ruining.
Coworkers, and they hide under this. I'm being nice, and they bring in things that are not good for you. Hey, I had a bunch of cookies laying around. Here's cookies.
But it's one thing if it's not good for you, and it's disgusting. It's another thing if it's an all
right
treat.
Right, it's worse because when it's disgusting, I can avoid
it. Know,
at least it's seasonal. At least she's not bringing in random donuts on a Friday. Like, at least it's seasonal, I guess.
And it's small. It's just small.
And see, these are all the reasons, again, which trick you into eating them. If you're not going to eat the things that you bring in, you are to not bring them in.
It does come off a little shady.
Well, I'll bring in kale chips.
Fine.
Can you bring in some seaweed for me?
Ooh. I'll bring in seaweed.
And you talk about kale chip like you're going to eat those either. Good
Lord.
She keeps all the good stuff for herself. We get the leave-ins. Yeah, that person, they're always they're just trying to ruin you. Because you eliminate the temptation from your life. I don't have any Halloween candy laying around. And it gets poured into a bowl within arm's reach of me.
It really is.
Right. It is pretty close.
Yeah. And you go, oh, it's light. It's small. It's protein. It's got nuts in it. Yeah. It's Snickers. It's breakfast.
Yes.
It has, even when it was Kit Kats, it has been in your area the entire time, Zach.
Yeah. So let me just say this to everybody listening. Good morning. Antoine, to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Zach.
My gosh.
Monica, to you. I hate you.
No.
I hate you.
But it's a friendly treat.
No. I won't be friends with nobody's in the trash. Good morning, y'all. $5,000, Secret Sound, 7 o'clock. We rolling. Diamond of the Day is next. What is it?
Your loved one passes away. It's really sad. But there's something you can do. Keep a part of them home.
Oh, okay, cool. I got to change my trending now. All right, coming up. Here we go.
Hey! It's your thing in the morning.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
It's called Save My Ink Forever.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
Uh-huh.
I think it's cool.
It is. A father and son team. Michael and Kyle of Cleveland.
Cleveland. I'm from Cleveland. How you doing?
Well, they said that they will, your loved one passes away.
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Well, they will take the tattoo, a certain, piece. They will not go for face tattoos or anything like that.
Or, yeah.
That, by the way, that's off.
Okay. They draw the line
there.
But the rest of it is, when the person dies, as long as they were okay with it, of course, they will take that tattoo
yep.
that piece of skin and save it.
And they will save it. Yeah, they will save it and they can hang it up for you. They
this
put
is
it
a lot.
Make it a piece of art because it is artwork.
Right. It absolutely is. And they're incredibly sentimental for the most part, unless you're Monica who's driving by a tattoo place and says, I think I'm going to get one right now.
I'm feeling it.
But a lot of people
mean something to me.
They put an incredible amount of thought into them, or they have some sort of family meaning. And when the person is gone, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it seems to me that if you could take their art
and
reapply it into other art, I think it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I think it is. It is weird if you explain it to someone.
Extremely weird because I'm
like
being explained to right now.
Oh, well, that's just, you know, Uncle so-and-so's back, you know?
Ooh,
that's
no.
his back tat.
Yeah, how would you feel, Antoine, if you were at someone's house and you saw this beautiful, you know, framed piece of art and you thought, my, that is just, that's amazing. Is that historical? Is it tribal? And they said, it's grandpa. It's his back tat.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't get with that. No.
Yeah. Grandma's tramp stamp right on there on the wall. It meant so much to her.
Well, if grandma's funny and she has a sense of humor, it probably would be something that you would do, you know? Like, okay. Well,
but again, this seems like a good idea to me. Of course, there's other people that are outraged. I'm thinking, you don't have to do it. No one's making you do anything.
No,
we're not saving any parts of you. You can take all of you with you when you go. But if somebody else, if it's a significant other or a family member, and again, a lot of times it is some sort of, sometimes you're the tattoo. Antoine, like if you're a kid, people get like the kids' names and faces and stuff.
Yeah.
No. So as me.
No.
And you're like, I want my picture.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Be buried with all of your skin.
Well, that you can have yours.
I'm saying the other person. I'm saying the person who's cutting their tattoo.
If I'm offering up my skin and somebody else wants it, well, they can have it.
Don't offer it up.
Just don't put the artwork in the dinner. You know,
in the dining room. Like the last supper.
Photo album.
Yeah, you don't want
your scrapbook.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Antoine? I don't want you plain, boring canvas anyway. So you keep your own smooth skin to yourself.
Take it
with you. No, I would totally. I think I'm okay with this. I don't necessarily think I'd have it on prominent display.
Right.
No. What if it was something like that? I'd be open to it. And again, this preservation process takes like 3 months.
Yeah,
this is not like they hand it to you in a jar the next day. Here's your tattoo flap.
No.
Yeah. It takes a little time. But it's cool. I imagine people are going to jump on board.
But you know what, Antoine? When you go, we're not even hanging your portrait on the wall. Forget it. He had to take everything with him.
All
the likenesses. Monica Brooks is a staggering 17-8 on the year with high school football games. This week, she made some very, very bold predictions. How did they all turn out? Find out next on the K92 Morning Thing. Then we salute our Kemble Tax Teacher of the Week, win somebody $100, lightning bolt, 6:45. That all leads to your $5,000 in the secret sound right at 7 o'clock. Good morning. And if you aren't, you feel better if you win $5,000 at 7 o'clock. So that would be good. How's Monica feeling right now? She's our resident witch. Wizard, whatever. Voodoo lady. Pigskin prognosticator.
There you go. I like that one.
Yeah, it's really the only time you can use that term in your life is when you're talking about guessing football games. You can say you're a pigskin prognosticator. Sounds good.
I like it.
Yeah. And then you say that any other time, people are like,
what are you talking about?
So Monica
tattoos.
Has been picking high school football games all season long.
Mm-hmm.
I believe at this point, Monica, you have, since you started and you knew nothing about football,
uh-huh.
I believe since we've gotten to this point, you have not progressed one shred in terms of football knowledge. Just not.
No, I haven't really invested any time.
So I just want people to understand, she is not studying at home.
I'm not going home to research football. And No.
I would picture, if you were going home to research football, I picture you're sitting over one of those gross card tables. You know, people have like a lousy poker game at their house, and it's got that lamp that hangs over it, and you're wearing one of those visors that has the clear green.
Yeah, I see it.
Yep, smoking an old cigar, just going, all right, Patrick Henry, Patriots, what do you got for me? What's the spread? What's the over-under? Monica, what is the over-under? Just tell me, what is the over-under when it comes to football? If I told you the over-under in a football game was 42, what does that mean?
42.
Yeah.
That's the over.
No. I told you.
I have no idea.
The over-under is 42. What does that mean?
I don't know. They're losing. Tell me. Tell me.
No, only we're losing.
Tell me.
The over-under would be the amount of points all the teams scored in the game. Okay. So if someone said 42.
That's what I have no idea about football, clearly.
Yeah.
That's why I said, you tell me.
So, as you can see, I've proven she's not doing her homework.
No, she's not.
Nope.
But she is a staggering 17-8 on the year.
Mm-hmm.
If she was betting your college tuition, you'd be ahead right now.
You'd go to grad school.
Right. You would only have slightly less crushing college debt because you'd be making money right now. So we roll into this week. 6 games on the docket.
Yep.
Monica making her predictions, and a couple of them were very, very bold predictions. So we're going to start with those. The first one was Amherst County, the Lancers, the 1-5 Lancers.
Okay.
Taking on the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers. 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
Decent. On paper, you think, okay, well, it's going to be a tough one for Amherst. Monica says, no. Amherst is going to win this game by the final score of 30-9. I am here to tell you that the final score was 46-6.
Wow.
Oh.
Jefferson Forest. Okay, so. Oh.
That means you're wrong.
That is a wrong go for you.
Congrats.
You stepped out, and it didn't matter, and they managed to reverse the curse on that one. The other very bold prediction was the 1-5 Allegheny Mountaineers descending from the hills, rolling all the way down that mountain, taking on the Radford Bobcats. Uh-huh. Bobcats hang out on mountains. You know, that's where they live. They prance down. They're 6-1. That's a pretty good record. Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell you what an over-under is to know that 6-1, that's pretty good.
That's a good one.
6-1, 1-1. You know that one. Well, Monica said, forget it. Mm-hmm. Allegheny's going to win anyway by the unusual score of 11-7. But I suppose if they were going to pull off a miracle victory,
it's going to be a miracle score.
It would be by a dumb score like that. Well, I'm here to tell you that the final score was Radford 72-6. So,
72?
That means you're wrong.
They had some points rollover. Like some rollover minutes. They had rollover points.
Yeah, they did. They had rollover minutes. They had extra data, so they just used it all up. That is 0-2 this week.
Mm.
Oh, boy. Is this the week it all comes crashing down? Probably. The next game, Hidden Valley, the Titans. 4-2 on the year, taking on the Christiansburg Blue Demons. Christiansburg, the only home football team Monica picked to win the entire week, and I am here to report that they did not win.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
That means you're wrong.
Hidden Valley 37, Christiansburg 24, 0-3.
Best case scenario, you're going 500 this week.
Oh,
best case scenario.
Oh, man. It's crashing down. So let's dive into the Patriots. Patrick Henry in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting there with her green visor on, her old rotten stogie. Maybe it's a Swisher Sweet. It's one of those little medium ones. Taking on the Cave Spring Knights. Monica says, Patriots defeating Knights 21-15. I am here to report Patrick Henry victorious 42-7.
Correct.
All
right, there you go.
That is one in the win column. Huh?
Finish strong.
Let's see. Can she finish strong? Next up, Heritage, the Pioneers, with their little Daniel Boone hats and their muskets running around town, taking on the Brookville Bees. I got stung by a bee this weekend. Was it one of the Brookville Bees? Well, I'm here to report because Monica predicted the Bees would lose 15-13. I'm thrilled to let you know the Bees did lose 47-13.
Correct.
Bees sting me. It's no offense, Brookville, but my finger hurt, and it's still kind of itchy today. So that's another one. Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Can she right the ship and at least finish the week 500? And I tell you what, if you finish 500, especially with those two Bobo games that you picked, it's fairly amazing that she would bring it all the way back. So here we go. Glenver, the Highlanders.
Yes.
Taking on Floyd County, the Buffaloes. Are there any Buffaloes in Floyd? There probably are.
I don't know.
Buffalo Farm. There's probably Clyde, the Floyd Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Clyde. Clyde hangs out at the Floyd country store, plays a mean banjo, fiddle, something like that. Monica says the Glenver Highlanders, 3-3 on the year, will defeat the Floyd County Buffaloes, who are 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
She said 35-23. Well, it was 52-35. Glenver.
Correct.
Victorious. She finished strong.
You finished strong.
Yes, she
did. All right.
My friends, that's a pretty good week.
It still is.
Had she not picked those two ridiculous games,
record-wise,
she'd be 5-1. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So not bad. Not bad. I said the predictions don't mean anything. They really don't, though.
But hey, look at
you. So go team, goes. Go all team.
You were getting a little cocky just now, though. So not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad.
I know.
I didn't think about it, but they don't really mean anything.
They don't mean anything. What's my record on the year?
I did pretty good, though, didn't I?
I don't know.
My record on the year that doesn't mean anything? 21-11. She's 21-11, which I promise. You know what we should have? Man! Why didn't we do this?
What?
I need a time machine. Antoine? time machine.
To go back and do what?
You and I should have done picks two to see if we were any better than she was.
Because
can you imagine? I bet you we'd both be worse right now.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. We would be worse.
We would use logic. Yeah. And all kinds of things would make our pick.
Teams and I know the, yeah.
We would have looked at stuff.
I think the quarterback sprained his ankle in home ec the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd be asking students for tips and all those things. Yeah, and she'd probably be destroying us. Okay, that's next year. Next year when we do this again, we will put together our picks too, and can we defeat Miss Monica? Of course, next year she'll go 0-100.
Yeah. That's won't win a single game.
It happens again on Friday. We'll lay out the games of the week. We'll have special snap filters at all of them. We will be rolling on here on the thing.
Yep, Monica. And I we're just over here talking about food and not putting our teacher of the week on the phone. Nothing. And Antoine, we're just sitting here, just chatting it up.
I thought that was another song. I was like, nobody's calling anybody.
That was the other song. And you know what? I'm going to blame it's music today, but it's all of us, because the biggest problem here is the fact that nobody got an attention span anymore. So every song is 2 minutes long.
Correct.
And so you think, oh, we've got another song. No, we don't have another song, because that was the other song. Like, that one's already gone, and you forget that it's gone.
We forgot that we heard it.
Yep, and then you start listening to sweet little Louis Capaldi, who I don't even know what he looks like. He's probably 6.5 feet tall, for all I know.
He could work in this building, and I have no clue.
Yep, and you know what? Even if there was a guy in this building whose name was Lou Capaldi, I wouldn't even put two and two together. Unless he was singing in the bathroom and he was actually singing that song. And I probably would say to myself, you know what, Monica? Mm-hmm. Lou Capaldi sounds a lot like that Louis Capaldi.
Yeah, yeah,
he could sing.
I wonder if he's heard that song before. When in fact he is that song.
Yep.
I wouldn't know. And I wouldn't know Shade if you saw him on the street either, which is the next song we're playing. But I do know this. It is time for the Kembletax Teacher of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a few more weeks of this rolling on.
Celebrate our teachers.
If you want to honor a teacher in your life, a teacher that impacted you. Maybe it was your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kid's teacher.
Yeah.
It's a neighborhood person, whatever. I've also, on the table, daycare providers, sort of thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You are allowed. I don't think you can suck up to your wife, though, and say she's the best homeschooler in the whole world.
I don't know if that one counts.
I don't know.
You know what? You can submit whatever you want and try to sell me on it. That's perfectly fine. But we shall see. This week, we say good morning to our friend, Ms. Graham. Good morning, Ms. Graham.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Excuse the voice.
That's okay. Yeah, she's
I'm good.
We're getting into that time of year.
Uh-huh.
Allergies and
I understand. Sickness too.
And every other thing. Now, you are an eighth grade teacher at Andrew Lewis Middle School, and you are our Kembletax Teacher of the Week.
Woo! Congratulations.
Yes. Look at
you. Thank you so much.
Did you even realize how awesome you were today? I mean, my goodness.
I guess not.
So this comes. Do you know who nominated you or anything like that?
Monica told me. I don't know if I'm supposed to know or not. Was I supposed to not know?
Let's see. How does this go back?
Monica told me. Yes. Am I supposed to not know? I will say I don't know.
Wait, let's pretend.
I have no idea.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, it's a student you had named Abby Baker. So surprise!
Yay! I love Abby. I hope she can hear me. She's so sweet.
So Abby said, and I'll run it down because we do a little tell us about your teacher. And this, does she know this part, Monica?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
No, I have no idea.
If you do,
I don't know.
Play dumb. It's all good. She says, Mrs. Graham is an eighth grade English teacher at Andrew Lewis Middle School. And in her words, Abby says, as you know, middle school kids are not easy to deal with, but she does it with grace. Would you agree with that statement?
Hey, I love all my babies.
I'm not saying anything.
Good answer.
Correct. That's a teacher of the week answer right there. But she says she is always kind to her students, even when we don't deserve it. Again, it's just
correct.
She goes the extra mile to help her students on a daily basis. And Abby says, I was one of those students, and I am very appreciative of all her help. She truly cares about her students and loves her job. She deserves to be recognized for her dedication to her students. And I hope you choose her for teacher of the week. So,
surprise! You're the teacher of the week.
Yay!
That is so sweet. What a nice thing to say.
Now, how long have you been teaching?
I've been at Angelo's for 3 years, but this is year 11.
Okay. And what does it mean to you? I mean, how did you end up on this career path? Just what's it like being you, really?
Well, as a long, long time ago, I did physical and speech therapy for a little boy that had cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, you know, I went to UVA, I wanted to do the whole, I want to be a doctor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But I realized working with him that my heart really wasn't in the whole doctor field and I wanted to be around kids.
Yeah.
And
I switched it up, went to the Curry School, and I've been doing what I love for a long time.
She's like, and I've been awesome. Trapped with, I mean, working with children yeah. ever since then. Do you have children of your own, too?
I have a little boy. He's 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so as you're here, year 3, Andrew Lewis Middle School, is there something, what's your favorite part of being a teacher?
Oh, Lord, this is going to sound really, really cliche, but it is the kids. I mean, I've taught everything. I've taught 1st and 4th and 5th. I've been all over the place. Literally, I used to teach in Alaska.
Wow.
But I really, really just like spending my day with the kids.
And it's pretty cool when one of them actually, you know, you reach them enough that they take the time to send in an entry
mm-hmm, the effort
and let us know that they cared about you. And then for no benefit of their own, mm-hmm. but to try to win you something.
Right.
So I think that's pretty cool
it's
to know.
Really
that,
sweet.
Yeah. So you're,
it makes it kind of feel like, okay, I'm reaching the kids.
I'm doing
that's right,
something
that's
here.
Right.
I'm doing it. It
yeah.
has meaning. You absolutely are. And congratulations. Thank you so much, Mallory. We really do appreciate everything
Thank
that you,
you
and all your fellow teachers do. So hang
Thank
on.
Thank you guys for recognizing
us. Oh, you are very welcome.
You're welcome.
$100
Thank
in her you. Pocket. We have to say thank you to Kimball Tax.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're the ones that kind of came to us and said, we would like to honor teachers in a special way. Here's some money. Can we give them money? I said,
sure.
You've been studying your clues. You've been listening around for that noise. Now you're going to win $5,000 right at 7 o'clock from First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. Now we face the electricity of...
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
It's time to face the test. Antoine versus Monica. Who will Ooh. Triumph? Who will start the week on a winning note? Carrie, who do you think it's going to be? Who would you like to team up with, Carrie?
I'll go with Monica.
All right. Woo! Carrie and Monica in the house. Monica, the Snickers leaving jerk. Maybe, you know, that's probably what it is. Is she's going to get Antoine all hopped up on a sugar high. He's not going to be able to focus
I'm a
right now.
Circuit.
Yep. Lori, you're stuck with Antoine.
Okay.
Okay.
Aww.
Might be a good thing. We don't even
there
know.
There was disappointment in her voice.
You could
I heard
be
it.
Stuck with victory. That's a sin. You are stuck with victory. Fine, whatever. Antoine and Lori, Monica and Carrie. The game works like this. 2 categories, 15 seconds in each of them. You give it to you and you rattle off as many things as you can in the category. Point totals carry over as well. Monica, you were chosen first, so it is your choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game?
I'll go second.
She will go second.
All right.
As usual.
Yep.
She sends herself to the soundproof chamber.
She's filing her nails or something like that.
I think she's just like, I'm one step closer to the car. I'm going to get out of here. We'll see. If I don't like their tone, I'm not coming back from the soundproof chamber. It's her she shed, Antoine.
Her she shed.
Yep, she sent herself to her she shed. So you will have a category, Antoine. You will have 15 seconds, and you just tell me how many things you got in that category.
All right.
Did you know today is the International Day of the Nacho?
Oh, God.
Yep.
I did not know that, but I know I'm going to suck at this category
Day of
now.
The nacho. So it's all things nachos today.
All right.
So that's a good way to start a Monday. So give me 15 seconds. It's just things that go on or with nachos. Go!
More nachos, cheese, salsa, lettuce, jalapenos, onions, meat, guacamole, avocado, sour cream, some other kind of cheese, your hands, your mouth, you eat it.
I'm going to count hands because your hands would go on nachos.
Okay,
I would accept
I'll take
that.
It.
I would also, to be clear, I count guacamole and avocado as 2 separate things.
I know. I've heard. We've okay. talked about this before, mm-hmm. so that's why I was hoping.
Right, because you could put a slice of avocado on something, and that does not make it guacamole.
Correct.
I give you 10.
Yes.
10. I think you did all right.
Monica's going to kill this category.
I gave you hands. Yeah, Antoine is not a taco nacho kind of person, which is...
And even when I have had it, I don't want all that nonsense on it.
You're a disappointing person. Disappointment to me, just so you know that. You disappoint me in so many ways. Why do you fail us all?
And Monica's coming back in. Like, Mianica is coming back in here right now.
He got 10, which I don't find to be very good in this category.
It was not impressive.
And he admits it's not impressive. But it's not a category really built for him. Because he is, well, it's just weird. And I don't know why. Today is the International Day of the Nacho, Monica.
Oh.
And it's not International Nacho Day. It actually says International Day of the Nacho.
Okay.
So go ahead. 15 seconds. Things that go on or with nachos. Go.
Shrimp and meat, salsa, guacamole, sour cream, cilantro, and pork. And you can put... cauliflower. Let's see, barbecue sauce on nachos. I wasn't good with that either.
No, it was terrible. Gave you barbecue sauce because I've seen barbecue nachos before. I did not give you meat because you were naming individual meats. And cauliflower, that's just dumb.
If you want to be unhealthy.
No. There's no place
you
for
you. Healthy, not healthy.
I'm even more disappointed in you. I thought your brother was a disappointment.
Oh, man.
Ay, my goodness. So that is only six.
Oh.
Head back out. It was really bad.
Yeah. That was a rough one.
I will say this. Monica, category two. You should have an advantage.
Oh, man.
You should have an advantage.
She had it in the first one. She didn't take advantage of her advantage.
I mean, you see how hard I'm trying to give her an advantage, and it's still not working. It's blowing up in my face over here. I don't think it's a huge advantage, though, because you're into movies and things like that, too. So, Boobash Saturday, 'tis the season. Ladies and gentlemen, 15 seconds to give me scary movies. Go!
The Wire. Oh, The Wire, not The Wire. The Ring. Nightmare on Elm Street. Jason. Freddy versus Jason. The Centipede, the Caterpillar, the Joker, Saw 1, 2, Saw 2, Saw 3,
I'm
Saw 4.
I'm only counting one of them.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm only counting one movie of franchises, otherwise it would be ridiculous. So I only counted one of you did Jason, then you did Freddy versus Jason, which are different movies.
Yes.
Though Jason's not the movie. Friday the 13th is the movie.
That's correct. You can take it off. Yeah.
You only got
That's
four.
Fair.
I didn't count the centipede either because it's human centipede. That was bad.
I should.
Bad, Antoine.
And I love scary movies. So.
Bad.
Here we go. Come on in, lady.
Ooh. Wow.
Antoine choked in that round.
I choked.
He
badly.
Choked. And he only got four.
Four?
Yeah, I know.
And it's an easy category. I don't know what happened.
I mean, you would think the category was first four letters of the alphabet. I mean, that's how bad you did in this round. So you need eight.
Huh.
Eight to tie. You should be able to do this because I know you're knee deep in this right now. Halloween, tis the season. Please just give me scary movies. That's all you have to do. Go.
Hellraiser, Pinhead, Goosebumps, Cooties, Little Monsters, Gerbils, what's it called? It's Twister. The Walking Dead. No, it doesn't count as a movie.
And Twister is not a.
No, it is not.
No, it's not.
And please tell me all about this movie, Gerbils.
I was thinking about the little
gremlins.
Not gremlins, the little hairballs that just kind of roll after you, critters.
Oh, critters!
That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that movie.
Gerbils, I believe, is called. Hide your
and
butts.
I watch a Halloween movie a day.
You needed eight. You only got five. That was weak.
That was
so
weak,
bad.
So.
Wow, very disappointed in you, Monica.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Why can't you be more like your brother?
Oh my gosh!
Ay-ay-ay.
I watch horror movies.
And I love a good horror movie.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. So congratulations, Lori, despite this pathetic performance by Antoine.
Lori didn't want me anyway.
I know, but you know what? She wanted the prize. So congratulations, Lori.
Yep.
Yay.
And let me just say, Lori, do you have kids?
Yes.
How many?
I have two girls.
Okay, two girls. You know what this feels like to me as I sit here with my two children? It's report card day. And one of them came home with C's, and the other one came home with C minuses. So it's just like, I don't even know.
It was a weak sauce.
Like, I guess I'm happier. Well, what's that?
I'll take the C.
Hey, C's get degrees. That's what Freddie Mac always said. So congratulations. Boobash is this Saturday.
I know. Get your costumes ready if they're not ready already.
Yep. Got a nice little thing going over there. Saving some money. Cut the cord. Using your friends' logins. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that party is going to be coming to a close here. Secret Sound, $5,000 right on the other side of this. Trending.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending. Top three. Number three.
First thing that's trending, and it makes a lot of sense, but I also believe we are not necessarily thinking about this all the time. Mm-hmm. Wearing earbuds.
Yeah.
People love wearing earbuds.
All the time.
All the
Everywhere.
Time. It's just they keep them in all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know, do you just always have them on? Is that what you're doing? Or do you just like having them in your ears so you look like some sort of robot dork?
I think
no one talks to you.
I think that's a big thing. Oh, but every school that I've been to recently, all the kids have them in all the time. And I really think there's music playing all the time.
Mm. Yeah. See, because I needed directions. And I asked the girl, I'm like, excuse me. I didn't know she had earbuds in. And I'm like, excuse me. So I had to actually walk over and tap her and say, hey.
That's the other one, too, is I can't is people have earbuds in and they talk. And they talk in a way that makes you think you're being spoken to.
Yeah.
And then you look over and they look at you like you're an idiot. They go, I'm in the phone. Like,
deuces. I'm sorry, I just needed help.
Yeah, well, guess what? Your ears are disgusting. You're giving yourself ear infections. Have fun with that. because those earbuds are always in, and it's blocking your ear's natural function of getting rid of, like, buildup of dirt, and sweat, and dead skin. Hoil. Hoil. You've got hoil in there.
Hoil.
Earwax, hair, all of it.
They get gross.
Yeah, it is. Your ears are gross, and then your earbuds are gross, too.
Yeah.
So enjoy being gross and wonderfully trendy, but also gross at the same time.
Number two
trending. A couple of food-related trends to pass along. Everybody loves the Olive Garden Pasta Pass. I want to buy that
thing. Are they still doing that thing?
Oh, they do. Yeah. Do it every year. Yeah. It sells out. $100, and it's all-you-can-eat pasta for, I don't know, what is it, months?
Forever.
It feels like forever.
Yeah.
After your third bowl of fettuccine Alfredo, I mean,
like, you're not full.
You're full. You've eaten enough. You're ready to die.
Yeah.
So heavy.
Well, if that's not for you, because I'm not a huge pasta person. Mm-hmm. I like it, but I'm just not going to eat a ton of it.
Okay.
This one, on the other hand, I am listening, friends. $75 for your subscription to KFC Wings.
Oh.
Sign me up.
I think I'm on board.
Okay.
Love me some wings.
Yep. So football season, Antoine, they're selling what they're calling seasoned tickets. You get it?
I see what happened there.
Something magical did not happen there. $75, and the ticket holders, you get a weekly offer where you get 48 made-to-order Kentucky Fried Wings, either delivered or pickup, for 10 weeks. So that's 528 wings for $75. That's a pretty good deal. They're calling it the Netflix of chicken wings. And then you can Netflix with your Netflix of chicken wings, and you're ready to roll. They're only selling 500 of them, though, so chances are by the time I finish reading this, someone has already bought all of them.
Number one.
And yes, I did say button. Oh, button. The other food trend before we get rolling is this is happening. They're doing it for Halloween. It's in Japan at Domino's, but I could totally see them doing it here, too. It's called Pizza Roulette. This has radio station goofy bit written all over it. That I just, I don't really want to do pizza. So it's pizza roulette. So every slice on the pizza is normal except for one that's loaded with ghost peppers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
No, that could kill someone.
If you're really, you know,
just
sensitive
maim.
To spice.
No.
I know. And Monica hears me say this and she thinks, oh, God, he's going to try to make us do it on the show. If Monica wants to do it, we'll do it. Otherwise, we are not doing it. Moving on now to number one trending. The party is almost over. They know what you're doing. You think you're in the privacy of your own home, ain't nobody watching. Oh, no.
What are we doing?
Netflix knows that you are mooching other people's logins and passwords.
Never.
Of course they know. I mean, they've known the whole time. They've just kind of chosen not to do anything about it, which I think was one of the most genius moves of Netflix to basically help spread the popularity. Say, look, man, I don't care who you just share it with. Just share it with anybody you want.
Yeah.
We just want people to be on our service. And usually what happens, because what I did, I'm a former moocher. I'm reformed. And I used to mooch, but then I wanted my own profile. I wanted a Hopper from Stranger Things as my picture.
Gotcha. You know?
And also, I wanted to be able to watch things and know where I left off on them and not
That's the big thing right
steal
there.
Them from somebody else and then screw them up. And then you feel bad because you're not even the one paying and all that stuff. Netflix says, I know what you're doing. And eventually they're going to crack down. Maybe. That's what they have right now.
Started out there.
They got to see how this whole Disney Plus thing works out.
And that is, and they say they're looking into, quote, consumer-friendly ways of preventing you from being able to log in.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but I do know this. Disney, from the jump, is going to be harder.
Yes.
I don't have any specifics, but the expectation is they will have tighter restrictions than Netflix does. So again, to me, if you're Netflix, let it ride.
I will say this about Disney, because I'm interested to see how it's going to play out. Because with Disney Plus, you can have 8 different profiles and like 4 concurrent logins at the same time.
Right.
So I'm not sure. It's more like a family plan, I think, is what they're going for.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to do with login locations and nerd stuff like that. And they're just, but Netflix is watching you. It's the accounts that they know people are sharing, and they're just kind of keeping an eye on them to see how it works. And they'll go from there and decide if they want to do anything about it. But yeah, if I'm Netflix right now, I'd be like, we ain't doing it. They're going to crack down on you. You go right ahead. Come on over here. The mooch party continues. Yeah, straight up, this is probably Monica's nightmare job that is now hiring. And the most millennial of criminals, I believe, in the history of millennial criminals now.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
People are always doing stuff, and people are always weird. So you put them together into wacky stories on the interwebs.
Yes.
Blow your mind, take a little something out. You try to play along. Guess what it is? There's a job. It's out there right now. You can get paid to do this. And I know this is the single least desirable job Monica would ever want in her life.
Hmm.
I have three choices.
Okay.
Somebody else would do this. I mean, people do just about anything for money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Monica would do this one. I don't care the amount of money.
I would never do it.
I don't know.
Never do it.
Well, you know, never say never. But here's your choices. A, ranch dressing taste tester.
That's what I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
B, Adam Sandler's personal assistant.
Mm.
Or C, plane crash simulation passenger.
C.
Correct. <Yes.
laughs> That's it. Never. Pass.
$1 million.
$1 million, yes.
See?
It never happened. Of course. Yes.
Where never, never. $1,000 sold. Whatever. Right. Yeah. FAA is testing whether packed planes affect evacuation time. And because they make the seats smaller and people are bigger, like how long does it take people to get off? So they put you on 60 people at a time and then they make it seem like the plane's going to crash. And here's how it works, which is, this is interesting, but I get why they have to do this. Because you know it's a simulation, you're not going to necessarily act with the same amount of urgency as if you were on an actual plane emergency. So they offer money incentives to the first people who can get off.
Oh,
they say, if you can get off first, you get paid more than the
person. Now it's a competition.
Because they say it will simulate people trying to push and shove to get the hell off the plane in the first place. So, yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do it just once.
How much? Did you say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not $1 million.
Not a million.
Put it that way. Okay, of those three, is that the worst job of the three, or is it the ranch dressing?
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
No. It has to be the ranch.
The ranch is terrible. But it has that to be. Whole...
The taste tester, that means you have to continuously taste ranch over and over.
Maybe to it or something. Who knows? Oh, the plane crash one's pretty
bad. Yeah, that would mess with your psyche a little bit.
No, I disagree.
But it ain't real either.
It's not real, but
unless
I think it'll
mess
with me.
Look, here's the deal. 99 out of 100 tests are a simulation, but one's actual death.
Exactly. See, there we go.
That's what I would say about haunted houses. If I knew that one out of 100 people actually died at the end of the haunted house,
I'd be a little terrified.
It's way scarier now. This is, I'm going to get you. No, you're not. You're legally not allowed to touch me. That's different. Next story. Then we get into the most millennial of millennial criminals in the history of millennial criminals. This woman, she ain't much better. Woman banned from cruises forever for blank. A, grinding on the captain. B, taking a selfie. Or C, just being generally annoying.
Taking a selfie.
Take a selfie.
Just being annoying.
Well, this is very annoying, but Monica is
correct.
More specifically correct.
No,
it's actually, it's even worse, and I understand why she's been kicked off. She climbed over the railing and stood on the edge of the boat.
You can't do that.
Like a fool. A fool.
To get the right angle and
that selfie light.
No, because then they have to rescue her.
Somebody else leaned over, saw it, took that picture, told the captain. They got to Jamaica, threw her off the boat, and said, "You're never welcome back here again."
Good. You can't do that.
Nice place to get thrown off is Jamaica. That's another thing. I mean, I've been trapped in the Detroit airport for 9 hours. Mm-hmm. I would have preferred Jamaica, definitely. Last one. Most millennial criminal, I believe, in the history of millennial criminals. So is this, there's not really any choices. You just try to guess. Let's see where your mind goes on a couple different things of what happened here. Now, we'll start. It is a young lady. She is 24 years old. So she says her job is what? What do you believe her job is? The most millennial of millennial people.
She's probably on YouTube.
She's a social influencer.
Antoine is correct. She is an Instagram influencer. Correct. Okay. She shoplifted a blank.
All right.
The most millennial of millennials, what would the Instagram influencer steal from the convenience store?
Oh.
A selfie stick.
Sunglasses.
Antoine, it's a decent guess. I'm sorry, you're both wrong.
That means you're wrong.
She stole a Juul e-cigarette kit, of course. $42.79 device. So she steals it. She runs from the gas station, and she tries to escape by...
Uber.
Call an Uber.
Uber is correct. Yep.
Correct.
Can't wait.
You know what? Technically, it was a Lyft, and the Lyft driver wouldn't give her a ride because he realized that she had just tried to steal something. So she called an Uber... Fine, I'll call Uber. I'm going to call your competitors. And while she was waiting for the Uber, there's a thing called the police.
That was her Uber.
Yeah, the police came, and they Ubered her away instead. So shout out to you, most millennial of millennial criminals. Great debate is next. We got brothers in here. Owen's brother, actually, does not like his relationship. What's the deal and why? We will explore next in the great debate. Try to get them some answers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not about very scary things. But they are scary things. But look, man, they're just never going to happen. and yet you hold on to those fears.
Yeah.
Your irrational fears. Your terror. Like my fear of Uber.
Your fear.
Your fear of Uber.
And it's not that I'm afraid of Uber or ride-sharing services in general. What I fear, though, is that I'm going to be put into circumstances that are beyond my control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I order an Uber. Mm-hmm. It's under my account.
Okay.
And then I'm with people who misbehave because they've either had too much to drink and they start calling the Uber driver names. Monica, she did that one. Or people get all out of sorts and they misbehave. God forbid they do something horrible in the back of that Uber. Again, because it's on me. Like, I'm vouching for all of these people.
Correct.
And I have an irrational fear, and it came up again this weekend, that I'm going to get bad reviews.
Because of somebody else's
because
behavior.
Because what other people have done, and then people are not going to come pick me up. And I'm not going to have an Uber no more because of other people's actions.
They'll put you on a list.
Yeah. Sent Uber home from GoFest on Saturday, and one of my wife's friends is like, well, let's just have him drop me off.
Okay.
I said, what, how does that, I don't understand. No, I put in a location.
But they can drop off, they can stop, they can do that.
No,
it's on the way, right?
Yeah, they can do
if
that.
If it's on the way.
I've done that.
But everything is like sort of on the way. None of it's really on the way.
If it's on a side street.
We've done drop-offs of like three drop-offs.
Oh my God, how do you not have a two? How do you not have a two? Because it's an ambush too, where you show up. I would think there should be a point-to-point-to-point option.
We even had a drop-off where once we got to the location, decided not to be dropped off there and wanted to go to IHOP.
Oh my
Zach,
God.
Zach,
oh my
Zach,
God.
Yes. Zach, you asked how come she doesn't have a two. When we were in Chicago, we took multiple Ubers. Did Monica set up any of those Ubers?
No, she did not.
That's how.
Mm-hmm.
So
I set up like
she's
a couple,
doing multiple.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't.
The one going back to the airport.
Did you do that one?
Yes.
I don't think you did.
She's giving the rest of us twos. Yeah. No, you see what happens? She calls the Uber when she knows she's on her best behavior because we're just going to the airport. You know, there's no side trips.
No,
there's
no quiet drinking. It was real early
right,
in the morning.
Just, yeah, early in the morning.
So
very quiet,
sleep.
Well-behaved. That's how she holds on to her five while the rest of us are getting kicked
smart,
down
smart
a notch.
Smart girl right there.
Yeah. That is my smart irrational girl. Fear that these things are going to happen. And I apologize. Like, I said, I am so sorry. I even said, I'm like, I'm going to tip you higher just so you know. Please, just understand, because I know you don't know the amount in the long run. But I will, whatever the highest option is, Khalid, I got your back, my friend. Mm-hmm. I will take care of you. It's just my irrational
they
fear.
They understand. They go through it. Uber's
you're a jerk.
Do you have an irrational fear? Everybody, I think, has
I don't
some
know this,
irrational fear.
I don't know what level.
And I want to say, let me be clear. Like, I get heights is an irrational fear.
Yeah.
And most fears are irrational. I mean, being murdered is a fairly rational fear, especially if you know a murderer. But I'm talking about fears that they're probably never going to happen. But for whatever reason, you are convinced that someday somebody's going to be hiding in your shower. They're going to pop out. They're going to kill you. You know, that sort of thing.
I'm positive that this has happened before, but that's because it's an irrational fear. So I'm assuming that it's happened. But public bathrooms, especially one stall. So like the bathroom we have here. If the person in front of me goes in there and they do work in there.
Yeah, they're working.
Right? And so I go in there real quick and out. But somebody comes in after me. They think I was the one that did the construction work in that bathroom.
Yes,
I see what
like,
you're saying.
So I won't use a bathroom if it has the faintest smell
you don't want to
of
be blamed
a previous
for that
job.
Smell. Even though you don't know any of those people
But if you
all.
Have to go, you have to pay.
I'm going
to
find another bathroom.
Would you tell else. Someone, hey, would you explain yourself?
And exactly when I walk out, I'm like, hey, somebody before me.
Which only makes you look guiltier.
I know.
When you do
you
it that way.
You have a fear that you'll flush a toilet and it'll explode?
Yes. I have actually the
no,
one that
I've
I have
never thought of
is
that.
I have a fear that I flush it and for some reason I'm still sitting and it starts coming up and I can't get off the toilet and I don't know why but I'm stuck and it's gonna touch.
Well,
and
I do have a fear here where when I walk into a stall like I'm gonna shut the door and there'll be a huge spider on the door so I can't get out. I have to crawl underneath or something to get out. And I have that fear and I have because we had spiders here.
Army
a spider
crawl?
Problem here.
Yeah, we have a lot of problems
here. We had a spider problem. So I'm like, one day I'm going to walk into the stall, shut the door, and the spider's going to be like, nah, right there on the back of the door. And I'm not going to be able to get out.
You're just minding your own business. And then all of a sudden, snakes in your toilet. Oh! Which, again, it's never going to happen.
Never say never.
I mean, if you move to Florida, all bets are off on all those things. I think everything crawls out your toilet in Florida. Irrational fears. Sarah texts in to 52353. I have a fear that a bat is going to fly down and bury itself in my hair. Always covers her head as soon as someone even mentions a bat.
Bat.
Bat. Yeah, let's start. If you're friends with her, start doing that. That would be perfect. Let's say good morning first to Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm good, doing all right. Good. What's your irrational fear that's never going to happen? Hopefully, probably never.
I work at a zoo. I'm a zookeeper, and we have a tunnel where they keep the train. Mm-hmm. And I am terrified to go through a tunnel because they keep it covered. I don't know if there's like a homeless or like a scary person or an animal in there waiting to get me. And everybody at work makes fun of me because of it. So I refuse to go through the tunnel.
Or what, maybe some sort of angry escaped wombat or something?
Yeah. Yes.
Jump out and jump on your face. Or let's not forget ghost train, which is always an option. The train just fires up and runs you over. And I would say it's not irrational, but all of this is. Mm-hmm. It totally is. So, Alicia, appreciate everything you're doing. Please don't die today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, you too. Let's go on to Micah. Hi, Micah.
Hey.
All right, what's your irrational fear that hopefully probably is going to never happen, maybe, hopefully, probably?
That I'm driving down the road and I sneeze, and in that split second that my eyes are closed sneezing, I'm going to end up rear-ending or wrecking.
Yes.
That's scary. That could happen.
Don't tell her that.
But that's something that...
You're not supposed to tell
when you
her
have
that.
A sneezing fit and you're like, oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a scary one.
Like, that's one that...
It's all about the timing, because it can happen at a totally easy time when you're just rolling down the road. But if it is at that one time that a raccoon pops out...
On average, when you sneeze when you're driving, your eyes are closed for like 50 feet.
I know.
Stop doing that. Let's say good morning to Kayla. Hi, Kayla.
Be careful.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
We're not here to make them feel worse. Jeez.
But make them feel better. Justify their fears. Oh, that's rational.
Kayla, what's yours?
Just biggest fear is my anxiety when I vacuum that somebody is going to sneak up on me and attack me.
So vacuuming is one of your most stressful experiences.
Because you can't hear.
Absolutely.
I think she's just trying to get out of chores.
And all she has is the vacuum, so when she tries to use the vacuum as a weapon, it just sucks them closer to her.
Yes! Would you just go right for the eyeballs? Go right for the eyes, like a shark. You just go for the eyes.
Get over here!
Take that hose and just suck their eyeballs out.
You're done.
Yep. It's kind of like the same thing when you hop in the shower and you can't see. Like, you feel like, okay, you know, you're lathering and you get water in your face. You feel like someone's going to attack you.
Are you showering like commercials? What is this? How much lather are you needing?
But if you get water in your on your face and
Monica
you feel like,
Brooks in her own DIY Irish spring commercial.
What is she doing in the shower?
But you feel like, you know, when you close your eyes, you get water in your face, you feel like someone's going to attack you right at that moment. Like they know, or someone's going to be in the house anyway. I don't know.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You don't freak out.
Where were they lurking, waiting for this moment?
I don't know.
In this big bathroom.
When I'm in the shower, I always feel like that.
That very meticulous, dastardly individual. They've earned it. I feel like they have earned it. They have waited to that exact.
She's about to take a shower.
I hear the lathering. Let's do this right now. She's in
that
there.
Would be a fear to be attacked while nude because you don't have your stuff together.
I'll go with that.
You know.
Or being attacked by someone who is nude. I feel like that's...
How do you fend them off?
Yeah, I always feel bad for cops because they're always greasy and naked and there's nowhere to grab them. Except for the one place you don't want to grab them. Well, this last irrational fear text I read is going to stick with you for the day. So be prepared for that. You've been warned. These are fears. They're probably never going to happen. Which is good.
Yes.
Don't make people feel worse. Don't say, oh my God, that could definitely happen.
Well, some of them.
No, what makes an irrational fear so terrible is that you don't have a justification. I'm given a justification for being scared of this because it's not going to go away anyway.
But to me, makes it worse because now I got a justification. So at least I was telling myself, well, look, it's never going to happen. Never. And Antoine says, decent chance you die.
Yeah, but now you're not crazy. There are facts to back it up.
Oh, yeah, because I look normal now, don't I? Talking irrational fears. Text 52353. This person, every storm grate ever. Not what's under them, but that'll just collapse the moment I step on it.
Yes,
I have that thought every time I walk across.
Yeah, I think about that. I also think about going to the gym. I like to lift heavy weights. I like to deadlift, but I always think about that guy that lifted a little too much.
All right, I'm leaving.
You know who I'm talking about? I showed you that picture. Yeah,
I know.
And you know, I don't want you. Don't Google that dude.
But she brings it up anyway. Don't Google that dude.
And I think about it every time I get to my heaviest weight. I'm like, okay,
I'm gonna pop something
out. Oh gosh.
Yeah. And I told you the last text would be the one that would stick with you. And then Monica's got to throw in this horrible memory as well. Text 52353. If I ever decide to try a new food at a restaurant, that is the exact moment that I think I will find out that I am horribly allergic to it.
That's EpiPen, terrifying.
Please.
Throat swole up.
Because you grow to like have allergies as you get older. So that's definitely a rational fear.
So this person only tries new foods at the ER. Just to sit there.
Prepared.
Just wait.
Who has an EpiPen?
Text 52353. Mary in Bedford fears that when she's driving by one of those big VDOT tractor trailer, not tractor trailers, but the big tractors that mow.
Yes.
They're going to hit something. It's going to be a projectile. It's going to impale her right through the windshield.
Yeah. I mean, that's
don't
also
something.
Don't say
yeah that, like it's going to happen.
You know, no, because, no, that, but, no, physics. That's how it would work, though. If there is something in the yard, like, well, you should be safe when somebody's cutting grass.
No one is ever going to leave the house again after you two keep telling them all these things.
I want you to be safe. Wear a helmet.
Be safe, please, yes.
Jeez.
That's good. That's good advice.
There's another one. Irrational fear that when I'm driving, if someone behind me starts to follow me through too many turns, I fear that they're following me on purpose. They're going to follow me home, and they're going to attack and kill me. So sometimes I purposely turn down the wrong streets just to see what happens.
Yeah.
That's smart. That is totally smart.
That is smart. I mean, I've done that before.
You just, sometimes make a left turn just to make sure. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask all of you a question who do this, please?
What?
Who do you think you are?
I think I'm being helpful.
Okay, you're not some sort of secret spy. The Russians aren't coming after you. Who's following you?
No one's following you. I don't know.
No, exactly. You don't know. Maybe you accidentally picked up the wrong purse or something.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't know anything. All right, here's someone. I sleep with my pillowcase openings facing in for fear that a snake can wither up the side of the bed and get into the pillowcase. I know something is wrong with me. LOL, Brian in Christiansburg.
There is nothing wrong with you, Brian, because snakes can go up walls. Wrong. They can go up walls and trees and everything, so your bed is like nothing.
You are the least helpful people.
I like this game. What's the next one?
Don't worry.
Irrational fear that a mascot, no matter how cute or innocent, is going to kill/get me, like when at a sports game or a special event. Said I went to a Hillcats game last year, ended up punching poor Southpaw for coming up to me.
That was probably smart. Most criminals do cover their face.
See? That is true.
So that was a smart idea.
Sounds right on that.
Way to be safe.
All right. What kind of answer you got for this one, mister? Because here's the last one. This person, irrational fears. I work in an assisted living, and the residents can have their pets. So I have this irrational fear that when I walk into the room to check on them in the middle of the night, their pets are going to be standing over them and eating their face.
That has happened, though.
They will. If they need to survive, if they are underfed.
We've had those stories before.
Yeah, if they're underfed, they would definitely do that. You should not allow them to have so many pets.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah, please. No, open the door more often, please.
If the last thing they ate was tuna.
Yeah, they have to survive.
The cat's right there.
The cat. Yeah.
Wipe all the tuna off the old lady's faces before you put them to bed.
I'm just saying, make sure that they're safe.
Yes.
Open the door.
I tried. Sorry, y'all. I tried to help.
It's rational.
I've been overruled by not helping. $1,000. It was won on Friday.
It was.
Yeah. Will it be won again right here?
Fingers crossed.
Or has it already been brought in? I don't know.
What is happening?
Me failed English.
The K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Thankfully, I don't talk for a living.
Wait a minute.
It's also because I'm also not a morning person, so it's a good thing I don't do like a morning radio show or something.
But Zach,
it'd be a really bad fit for me.
This is awkward.
I would not listen to that show. It would just.
What would you do?
I don't know. I'd probably be angry. I'd have an anger diary. Oh, the anger diary tomorrow is all about the hydro flask. If you don't know what the hydro flask is, consider yourself luckier in life than the rest of us who know and have had to deal with the stupidity of a hydro flask. I felt dumber. I lost 10 years off of brain life over the weekend. Not my actual life, but the last brain 10 life. Years of my life, I'm just going to have brain matter pouring out of my nostrils because of what I had to go through. Right now, I need to give Juanita $1,000. Hi, Juanita.
Please. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, man. Love us some Juanita.
Yeah.
One of our favorite K92 listeners. I mean, we love y'all, but look, we pick favorites.
Juanita's like, yes, it's me.
Juanita's fun. She's cool. She plays all her contests. She's loyal to K92.
Juanita said, let's see how much you guys love me in a second. Or 60 seconds.
Yeah.
I ain't going to cheat for Juanita. I mean, maybe when it's my last week.
He's like, all right. Here's
all
the
of a sudden,
answers.
Juanita, you just won $1,000.
Next week then.
Again. Oh, so you're wishing me to leave? Oh, okay. So you just want to.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
She said, no. That is kinda.
All right, look, I could knock you out of my MySpace top 8 right now with that kind of attitude, young lady.
No.
Okay.
No.
Juanita, did you get your 3 free answers?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you should get at least $30 right now. Let's see how this rolls. We did a grand on Friday. It was awesome. Mark was a great winner. Let's make it 2 in a row right here, right now. 60 seconds. You know the deal. You can pass at any time, and you come back if there's time. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right, and you will win $1,000 from Uptown Cheapskate. Oh, I need to remind everybody, Saturday at Uptown Cheapskate is this annual thing. It's called the Charity Fill-A-Bag Sale. It's awesome.
Okay.
So it's $20, and they give you a bag, and you can fit whatever you can fit in it, That's for you.
I love that.
Yeah, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. And 100% of the proceeds benefit. They partner with Build On, which helps build schools for children and underprivileged areas and things like that. It's a really great program. So you're doing good things. It's all, you know, this is all sustainable too, because instead of these clothes going to the trash, they're going to you, and you're repurposing them.
Great.
Yeah, it is awesome. So that's this Saturday. You want to do that? Fill it back. $20. Stack in there whatever you can.
Yeah.
Oh, Monica's excited.
I'm excited.
Monica's skipping Boobash just for that.
Okay. Gotta shop.
60 seconds, Juanita. Here we go. The timer will start when I finish reading the first question. Good luck. Who is the featured artist on the song Old Town Road?
Oh my goodness. Nas X.
Yes.
Yes.
Who played Scully on The X-Files?
Pass.
Harry Styles was a member of what boy band?
One Direction.
Yes.
Name a team currently in the MLB World Series. What'd you say? Sorry.
Pass.
Okay, true or false? The last word of our national anthem is Brave.
True.
Yes.
Ed O'Neill played what character on Married with Children?
Pass.
Okay, how many rings make up the symbol of the Olympics?
Five.
Yes. Who was revealed as the skeleton last week on The Masked Singer?
Pass.
Who is the most decorated gymnast in American history? Just happened.
Just happened?
Yep. Antoine was talking about it.
Well, you got $40.
Okay. $40?
Oh, no.
She was my trumpet Tuesday last week.
I know. Yeah. Antoine was all excited. That was Simone Biles. She was the one.
Yes.
Let me run down all the ones you want to kick yourself on, because
I just drew blank.
I know, they're right there. Scully is the redheaded woman. That was Gillian Anderson. The Washington Nationals and the Houston Astros are in the World Series. It starts tomorrow night. Ed O'Neill was Al Bundy.
Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't care
and
anymore.
Paul Schaefer, the former band leader of the David Letterman Show, was revealed as the skeleton last week on The Masked Singer. $40, Juanita.
Yes.
I mean, you could take two of those charity bags and go to town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Start your own Uptown Cheapskate afterward.
And that means I can still win the Secret Sound, right?
Of course. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Secret Sound has that's rules of its own. You're good to go. She's like, I don't need 1,000 when I can have 5. You and your chump change game. Boo-boos, food, and weird, wacky dreams. On the way in the Liars Club.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We got to check on our girl, Lady Gaga. She fell off stage in Vegas.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
So her and a fan fell off at the same time?
Yeah, she was dancing. Like she was.
The fan was holding her up.
Yeah, but he didn't have a good grip, and he wasn't.
He did not have a good foundation.
This is her falling off the stage.
I think that's amazing. 11 years and we love each other so much we fell off the damn stage. You know what we did? We fell into each other's arms.
So cute.
We're like Rose and Jack from the Titanic.
She did have her whole body x-rayed, and she says she's okay.
Now, I should point out, because she said they were like Rose and Jack and Titanic, she did, in fact, leave that fan to die right there on the ground. She was like, I'm sorry.
No, I'm done.
There's no room in this hospital
for
you.
Well, he shouldn't have been on the edge of the stage. She said his leg just buckled, and he fell over.
Everybody's fine.
Everybody's all right.
It's all good. So good.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you who's
you
not
watch
good.
Out stages, man. Antoine, be ready, because you've never really hosted Boobash.
No, I have
anything.
Not.
We're on a stage, and there's, you know, people all around that are crazy because it's Halloween and stuff like that.
You have to be careful.
So watch out. And you got to watch out for other people, because when they come up for the costume contest and they got costumes where they can't see and stuff, they'll fall and they'll take you down with them. So
I just want to crowd surf.
I always worry for artists that jump into the crowd. Like, I always worry that the crowd's going to move out the way.
It happens.
And they're
going
to fall. Yeah. You know, like, don't do that.
Catch me if I do that on YouTube.
Catch me.
I got to catch you.
Oh, gosh. Meghan Markle, she's not doing great.
We were talking about this the other day. This is before this even came out.
Yes, that's funny because not funny. But I said, I looked at her and I'm like, is she happy? And I told you because it shows in her smile and her
eyes. It's a different life at that point.
Yeah.
Or at
and
this
when
point.
She would smile, I'm like, she doesn't look happy.
It's such a weird thing to think about, someone like Meghan Markle, she's in the royal family now.
Yes.
I don't know who we're talking about. Or Kate Middleton's another great example, where on the surface you think, okay, this is a great life. I get to live, I'm royalty, I live at Buckingham Palace.
The best of the best.
But you really, your life is over. Like, you're dead to the old you.
There's a lot of rules.
Right, and there's a lot of unfun things. We're talking about Meghan, who was, you know, she was a party girl, she's an actress.
She was,
yep.
Was she Deal or No Deal? Was she one
yes,
of
the girls?
She was Deal or No Deal before Suits.
Yeah, and she was on Suits. And so now, for example, we were talking about how if she goes out to eat, she can have one alcoholic beverage. One. That's it. Anything beyond that, paparazzi start immediately judging her. The queen, forget about it. There's so many rules with her.
She really has to pay attention to her clothing and how she dresses.
So can't really
appearance.
Go hang out. Can't, you know, do something like that. You're really only allowed to have fun at home. And again, it's probably rules there, too.
There's some stuff happening there.
And she's talking about how just kind of all of the attention she gets, she doesn't really like it.
You add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed.
She sounds exhausted. Just mental.
Yeah, well, I guess, and also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay. But it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I imagine the pressure. And they also said that Prince Harry and Prince William, they're feuding.
Oh, are they now?
Yes. Okay.
They're brothers, so that's what happened.
Well, I don't think his wife likes Meghan Markle.
Don't add a layer to it.
I don't think that she
You're
likes
adding
it.
The layer to
like
it now.
Because I think Meghan's a little saucy.
We got to add the historical layer here, Antoine, is if Prince Harry wants to be king, he's going to have to get rid of his brother. So this is all
going
to
That is true.
Yeah, we got to get Game of Thrones up in here and figure out what's going on.
I'm just starting drama.
I have drama right now. We have to take a break because my mouth just accidentally touched the corner of the microphone and I think I might die. So I'm
That's disgusting.
It's kind of like a metal. You're not helping.
Oh my God.
You're making someone want to die.
What you said?
Have to dress up as a zombie for Boo Bash. You're going to look like a zombie.
All the mouths that touched that microphone.
Stop it.
And
adults, children.
That's why you said it.
Stop it.
Okay. Dogs.
Yeah.
If I fall off the stage at Boo Bash, just know Monica's going to leave me to die. So I'll see you on Saturday. My last day.
Oh, man.
Because now I have cooties.
I got antibacterial.
You had a good run.
Liars Club is next. We got the Mount Rushmore of horror movies on the way. We have to decide on the top four. This person's text suggestion at 52353. Any of the Disney princess movies repeated 1 million times like when my children watch them. That's pretty good.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Here in the Liars Club, we have realistic dreams, stabbings, and then the scariest thing of all, veganism. What is it? Pick out the liar. Is it me? I, Zach, got stabbed at GoFest.
I, Monica, haven't eaten steak in a month.
I, Antoine, was completely fooled by a dream.
Who is the liar? Let's start with, is it Devin? Hi, Devin.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. Who do you think is the liar?
Zach, I think you're the liar.
You think it's me? I didn't get stabbed at GoFest. You even laugh. He thinks, there's
silly.
Yeah, I'm here to report. I was, in fact, stabbed at GoFest.
Who stabbed you?
I stabbed myself. I should point that out.
What?
Doing what?
What did you do to stab yourself?
Oysters.
Okay. I went so excited.
No.
I love oysters.
Yeah, I got so excited. I just run around with a knife stabbing myself excitedly. Now, GoFest had a oyster roast this year, River and Rail. Very cool. Now, I did not realize ahead of time, I didn't read the fine print, that you did have to shuck your own.
Oh.
So, shucking oysters, there's work involved.
That's not easy.
There is a level of skill. And, of course, I'm with a bunch of people like my mother and my wife and everything. They don't know how to shuck oysters.
So it was on you.
I'm going to need you to shuck them all for me. So, 3 dozen oysters later and one slipped oyster knife into the palm of my hand. There's my boo-boo.
I see it.
Yeah. You see my boo-boo right there?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
But was it worth it? Would you do it again?
Yep.
It kind of hurts. I think I would do it again if someone else is shucking them for me. You know what it is? Everybody else in my life has 1 year to train. You have 1 year to train for next year's Oyster Fest. And I got stung by a bee on my finger at the same time.
So the bee got you too.
That was the start of the day. I'm thinking,
the outdoors is trying to get you.
I know. When's Stay Fest? I want to go to Stay Fest. That'd be way better. No, I had a great time though. So thank you to everybody who worked at GoFest and all the different stuff. It was another great year. Sadly, got rained out yesterday.
I know.
But Friday and Saturday were two awesome days.
Yep. Lots of pics online.
That was good. Okay.
Boo boo hurts.
Let's see. Who else is in here now? We say good morning to Marina. Good morning, Marina.
Morning.
Who's the liar? Is it Antoine or Monica?
I think it's Antoine.
You think it's Antoine? He can't be that silly. He wouldn't get fooled by his own dream. Oh, no. In fact, he was. How does this work?
I had a dream that I was watching a movie. And actually, in the dream, I was in said movie.
Okay.
Which should have let me know that it was a dream. I woke up the next morning, Sunday morning. I was like, I need to look up that movie to see what it got on Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm like,
the movie that you thought you were
Yes. And so I'm searching. I'm like, crap, I can't think of the name of the I was asleep.
Oh, yes.
But you know what? That was a dream.
It was all a dream.
It was one of those guys. Hey, everybody.
welcome to Antoine University. I have no idea. Okay, so, no, you were not in that movie.
I was not in a movie.
Oh, okay, let's go to Angie. Right. Angie, make it official. Who's the liar?
Monica.
It's Monica.
Oh.
She's had meats.
Had all the meats.
I'm going to tell you right now, because we do these little daily emails. Hi. Yeah, congratulations. You did. We're like, yay, me. I'm awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Angie, you won. Angie, here's the deal. Monica, we all send out emails to each other every day of sort of, here's what I did today. Here's what's on my mind. Yep. I got some topic ideas. And I swear to you, Antoine, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I think it has been 200 days in a row where Monica says, ate steak for dinner or lunch.
Or lunch.
Yes.
Either one.
Have all the meats. I will say this, because I was very excited for my steak and eggs for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
While I wake up, and I forget about my steak and eggs because I'm like, okay, I have a couple pieces of bacon and some eggs. But I'll get that steak later. Well, I leave the house, come back home.
Good.
I like
the
where
the karma train showed up.
Mm-hmm. Finally,
Jared has cooked and eaten the steak
because you said you wanted it for breakfast. You didn't eat for breakfast. Obviously, you didn't want it.
I go looking for that ribeye. Everybody's gone.
Oh, man. I'm so glad.
I hope he breathed on you as soon as you came in. I hope he said.
Oh, I can still smell it in the house. I'm like, hmm. Yeah, he enjoyed that ribeye.
You would have done the same thing to him. You have done the same thing to him. And yet, how dare he eat your steak? But it has. I feel like if Monica stabs herself, like me, just red meat is going to come pouring out. Yep, it's not even blood.
I had to eat my own hand.
Oh, yeah. And if your hand is expertly prepared, then it is perfectly fine. I'll tell you, the scariest thing about this discussion we're about to have.
What's that?
Is I am already afraid that we're not going to be able to come up with a decision.
I'm not already, think we will.
You say what?
There's so many.
No, there's no way.
So many.
But you got to pick four.
Yeah.
We have to make some serious cuts. That's, you know what? Let's make a commitment to ourselves right now that we are going to settle on a top four no matter how much it hurts.
Oh, Lord.
Someone is going to have to compromise.
We're
going to
cut into Freddie Mac's time. We're going to be talking for hours.
He doesn't have anything good to say anyway. We'll be good. It's horror movies, so, you know, we have to make some deaths. We got to kill some people off.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to kill people in a horror movie, so we shouldn't be afraid to kill off the horror movie if we need to.
Uh-huh.
Mount Rushmore Monday, Mount Rushmore, whatever the heck
Monday,
it is.
Monday, Mount Rushmore.
Lay it down for everybody, Antoine.
All right, so we are going to, as a family, as a K92 family, that's including you guys as the listeners, as the cousins that show up on Family Reunion, we are going to come up with the quintessential horror movies. Mm-hmm. Four horror movies.
And I guess we're kind of when we say movies, a franchise is going to count as a whole.
Yeah, franchise. Yes. Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're like, well, you know, Friday the 13th Part 4 in comparison to Part 7 was just...
Yeah, we don't want to get in that because it's like 10 of like those Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street,
Saws,
whatever.
All of those.
I'm going to say Saw should be in there, right?
So...
Man, you kind of feel like it.
I was thinking about Saw. And Saw was like that first one where you're like, is the bad guy... How bad is the bad guy? Like, it made you think.
Yep.
And that little puppet on the bicycle.
Mm-hmm. That thing. Jigsaw.
Yeah.
If that door opened right now and that bicycle came in here.
Uh-huh.
Yo, I'm going to tell you.
I think Saw has to be there.
Because Boobash is Saturday night at Awful Arthur's and there's almost always a Jigsaw. And a lot of them will ride those little bikes in too. That costume freaks me out every year. Some little Jigsaw comes up in my peripheral. Well, I'm going to throw a back elbow
at that
person.
You said about Jigsaw, but what about It?
I'm not that scared of clowns.
But
I like
think
It though.
It. And the fact with the little kids.
You
and
can't
all that.
Put all the movies on here, Monica.
Okay, I know. Look.
This is my wheelhouse.
I just throwing it out there.
Okay. Here's how I think we can at least try to build this list, because this is going to be hard.
Yes,
and you
got
to text in to 52353, because you get four movies or franchises, whatever you want to call it, that go on. This is the Mount Rushmore. So, yes, there are other ones that are good, but only four get to go up there. So I think sort of like when they built actual Mount Rushmore and they said, okay, well, George Washington's going on here first because he's the OG.
Yes.
So we pick the OG horror movie, which to me is The Exorcist. That is the first one that goes up there. That one has to go on first.
I was thinking Nightmare on Elm Street.
But
yeah,
Exorcist
It
might have come first. But
we have both?
When we were arguing about cereals, I said Cheerios, George Washington. You guys shot it down because you said Honey Nut was better. Nightmare on Elm Street is better than Exorcist.
But I also believe there is room on the Mount Rushmore for sort of the 80s movie franchise. So where we might get into the battle is it Friday the 13th or is it Nightmare on Elm Street that go in there? But The Exorcist is the original horror movie. I mean, that's the one that kind of launched them all. That's George Washington, man. You can't say, fine, well, we'll just do John Adams instead because he was sexier.
Okay.
Can we have both? No?
I don't know
It
yet.
Depends on what we end up with.
Okay. I didn't ask for more. I asked for an agreement on one.
Because I see what you're saying.
I think Exorcist has to be on.
It could go in there for now, and then we might take it off later.
Poltergeist.
Okay. Now, you have another argument. Do you hear this? This is Halloween. I mean,
this would be the one just because of the music, if nothing else. Halloween, Mike Myers.
Right.
Over, if music. I had to pick one over Elm Street or Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. The story, the mask. So the debate, it'll continue on, because what else deserves to be on there? I mean, this is Friday the 13th. I mean, it made a whole day of the month terrifying.
Yeah.
And was probably the first one to kind of launch into the ability to have 247 sequels of a horror movie.
Yeah.
No one really did that before. Mm-hmm. There might have been a Poltergeist 2 Electric Boogaloo, but that was it. So Friday the 13th is one that has to be considered.
Oh, gosh, this is
tough. One that scared me, it probably won't make Mount Rushmore, but The Ring is one of the scariest horror movies. But I don't know if that makes this list.
And her hair.
Coming out the TV and
Sixth
all
Sense?
Of that.
Would that be one?
See, again, these are all fair arguments. So we got one so far.
I think
far.
Sixth Sense goes on.
We are going to figure out a list here next. Text 52353.
Oh, my gosh. This is difficult. I can't.
I know
you can't get two.
I can't.
I could barely get one. I said, how about this one? He said, well, how about these 12? I said, can we just agree on this one? That's all I'm asking for. We're going to look into that next. Mount Rushmore. I'm going to tell you something right now, Monica Brooks.
What?
You take your human centipede and you nom somewhere else.
Human centipede?
No.
I mean, come on.
No. Here's what I'm going to do. We're trying to figure out the Mount Rushmore of horror movies.
Okay.
I'm going to give you what I have decided is the current Mount Rushmore.
All right.
And then this way we have our four and you can try to argue one off the list.
Off. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because otherwise we're just going to sit here and shout movies and there are plenty of.
But you have to replace it if we take it
off. Correct. Correct. Yeah. So, here's the four. Number one, Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of calling that the George Washington here. And I'm acknowledging that The Shining is also in that potential, but I'm deciding The Exorcist goes in instead.
And I've never actually seen that movie.
I've seen parts
I
of it.
I need to see it.
Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the whole franchise in. Yeah. Jason, change hockey forever, that man.
Hockey mask.
It really changed. I mean, that was the start of dumb teenagers doing things, getting themselves killed. I mean, that was just the best. I'm putting in Halloween. I mean, the music, the name, the franchise, Mike Myers, the whole thing. And then I am putting in Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, all that jazz.
All right, so this is what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to remove Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I feel like we have with Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street. So I want to replace it.
With
a slasher film, which is a great franchise, Scream.
Scream?
It was very pop culture. It was great.
Lame.
You shut up,
it
human
was
centipede.
Lame. Like, I'll take human centipede over Scream.
Of course you will.
That little man, come on.
Yes, here he the call is coming from inside your house.
That was a cornball one. We shouldn't even recognize
it. So you know what? You say no to Scream. I also say no to Scream. So overall,
Scream's out.
I think Saw is in there.
Which one are you taking off?
I considered Saw over Nightmare on Elm Street. But I've just...
No, not Freddy.
Not Freddy.
Freddy has to stay.
But Freddy is the OG.
Freddy's the OG because he has the most personality of any horror movie guy of any kind. No. So Friday the 13th or Saw, I guess, becomes a question. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I would say Saw.
You say
Saw? Friday the 13th
I would say
Saw.
Get
rid of Jason?
He's gone.
But you got Jigsaw hanging out with
Freddy. Because it's really his mother.
And Jason.
Spoiler alert.
spoiler alert. I've never seen any Saw movie. I really have zero. Ooh. Zero
seconds.
You really
seconds. Just have to see the first one. The first two are really good.
The tattoo on the back of the neck.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So, but we're okay on the other three. So this is what it's coming down to right now. All right. Then I'm going to present it to the peeps and they'll decide.
Okay.
Saw or Friday the 13th. You can be mad about any of the other ones, but they're not going on there.
They stay.
Mount Rushmore. Again, when you go into the bathroom behind Mount Rushmore, you can write other names on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a good time, call, you know, whatever other movie you want. Call The Shining. Yeah, exactly. So 52353. It is the final decision. Friday the 13th or Saw for the last one. The other three, we're etching them in stone already. Yeah. Carving out The Exorcist, Halloween, and Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm. The last one is up to you. We will decide, and then we'll announce it here as we get ready for the $5,000 in the secret sound, which will be right at 9 o'clock. All right. Mount Rushmore. We start Monday with a debate. It's always good to start the week fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's cathartic. It gets out. You're angry anyway. You don't go back to work. So it's good to debate people. It's a healthy debate and it's a fun conversation. If you're unhappy with the Mount Rushmore list, take it up with your other friends and try to figure out your own.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also accept, if you want to text into 52353, I'm totally open to future Monday Mount Rushmore topics.
Yes.
They can be on anything.
Okay, yeah.
It can be on food, can be on movies, TV shows, nicknames for your grandma. I don't care. You just sell me on it and we'll roll from there. They were trying to do horror movies this week. And what we basically laid out was Exorcist, Halloween, and Nightmare on Elm Street are in.
Correct.
One remaining spot, Friday the 13th or Saw.
That's where we are.
And we left it up to the peeps.
The vote.
And so, tabulated the votes.
Ooh, we tabulated. That makes sense.
Yes, they were tabulated.
You know what I should do? Because this is like sort of makes it sound like tabulation. We're tabulating. That's Antoine over there. He's got out his 900 calculators and abacuses. Tabulating the results. And they are.
With 75% of the votes.
Okay, so it seems pretty definitive to me.
Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. All and right. if it,
it
was
is,
Saw,
it OG.
I would have accepted that one
it
as well.
It is an OG.
It is. It's kind of the original that brought on all the others. And this is a Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to sort of be the OGs and stuff like that. So that's what we've decided on. Exorcist, Friday the 13th, Halloween, and Nightmare on Elm Street.